gets the picture.
Okay, folks, we are ready to resume our meeting. We are missing Ms. Schaffner and Mr. Thomas, who are coming in right now. Okay, and here's what I want to do with the documents that the CSD has produced. I know that Mr. Onstad has shown me a box with file folders in them. Do those have the minutes in with each of the board meeting dates? I know that the file folders have dates on the tops of them.
I don't know. I have not had a chance, obviously, to review them. They were pulled right out of the file cabinets at CSD office. So they're presented as they're kept in the normal course of business.
Okay.
I don't know if they contain minutes.
Who would know the answer to that question? Ms. Schicker, are the minutes for each of those board meetings within each of those file folders?
What about the notes from the meeting? Did they get the packets? And
are you in book here?
Mr. Young, I'm just looking at these quickly. They're dated for their meeting dates, and they look like they're agenda packets. So if we had past minutes that still needed to be approved, they would be part of a packet that would not be the meeting of the minutes. Does that make sense, Mike? It'd be 2 weeks ahead. We'd have the minutes from the meetings 2 weeks prior in that packet. So they're arranged by agenda meeting. The minutes were not thrown into that same file.
So are you saying that the minutes would not be in that file, but the minutes of a previous meeting might be in there because that would have been approved?
Right. That's what it looks like, is what they did.
Mr. Chair, we just found a file that contains both approved and unapproved minutes.
Okay. Good. Okay. Well, so that we don't slow down the meeting, what I'm going to ask Michael Thomas to do, since he is part of our staff on this issue and is most familiar with what I was looking for with the subpoena, is I'm going to excuse him with the box.
Awesome,
right? And to go through and really look for, you know, the documents or records that are kind of responsive to the subpoena. And maybe you can get post-its to put onto those, and don't disrupt their sequencing in the files, but just to flag them, and then at a break or when you're done, we could kind of discuss what you came up with.
Okay.
Now, before you go, I need the clock, the timing of where we're at.
And while they're figuring that out, does that box of documents contain the notes from that Mr. Blesky took at the meetings?
Ma'am, what it contains is my board packages with my notes on the board package documents, which were in the file. And I'm just looking at things like, you know, old girlfriend's phone numbers and stuff like that that I want to remove.
But you can black those out.
Okay. So I just have one last stack to do that, too, and we'll be done with it and have that to you.
Okay.
So does it include the new girlfriend's phone numbers but not the old girlfriend's? Okay. I don't know. I'm glad my wife isn't watching this.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
All kidding aside, I think the answer to the question was no, he did not bring the notes that he referred to earlier.
Right.
Could you clarify that answer for us, Mr. Blesky? Are these the journal diary type notes you mentioned earlier, or are those something different?
These are what I have is my marked up notes that I take down when I'm at the meeting. And then I place those in my file, and they basically reflect the action or items that we, you know, just my thoughts regarding the agenda.
When you early in your earlier testimony, when you said that's my diary, as it were you talking about these notes?
No.
You have other notes.
That's my personal diary.
Which is a log of your notes taken during the meetings.
They're my personal diary, which the actions that I had, if I got the gist of it correctly, that my notes for action in my official capacity as the interim general manager are reflected on these documents that I'm about to give you.
So what's the distinction between the notes you, the diary, and you're saying they have nothing to do with the business at hand when you say diary?
No, they may or may not, but they're my personal documents. They're not part of my capacity as the interim general manager.
That makes no sense to me.
I mean, are you planning on writing a book?
I was thinking about it.
I will defer to the chair whether he considers that compliance sufficient to avoid sanctions.
I don't think it's sufficient. I did want to see your notes. You know, the personal ones also. Are those here?
Only a portion of them are here, but I'd have to refer to my counsel on that. In all respect, Mr. Chair.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, I didn't hear previously that there was any privilege or protection that would pertain to them.
I need to talk to counsel on that.
Well, there's personal notes and diaries, so there's an expectation of privacy that he has with those with regards to doctor's appointments, dentist appointments, whatever else would be in there. So he's already testified that they don't pertain to his duties as general manager, that those notes are being produced. And if you want to ask him for doctor appointments and stuff like that, he's got an expectation of privacy that our position is that you're not entitled to those personal things.
Well, I would agree with you that we're not entitled to know about his doctor visits and things of that nature, and we're not interested in that information. But I want to make sure that if he's taking notes down that have to do with the business of the board, the CSD board, that that's entirely an appropriate topic for us to get into and to look at. I mean, why are there two different sets of notes? Why is there a personal diary, and then why are you making notes on agendas? They're not one of the same.
That's correct.
What's the purpose of the personal diary?
Just like any personal journal or diary, it's to reflect my thoughts from my personal life that have nothing to do. They may contain my opinions of anything that goes on in my personal life, and it may reflect actions that I've experienced. And those I can, and those as you know, I'd have to refer back to counsel for further discussion.
Mr. Chairman, I from what I've heard, I don't hear a legal basis for privilege here at all. If anything, there may be some question as to some portions of those entries that may be have an interest in privacy, personal nature. That kind of material could be redacted. But if there are notes taken in the ordinary course of performing his job, even if they are only for his own personal review, they sound like a double set of books, and I don't understand.
That's not what they are. What they are is my thoughts and all those things that I reflect personally as part of how I live my life. And what you're asking for is reflected on these documents I'm about to give you. If I understood the nature of your request. And again, I'd have to refer back to legal counsel on where we want to go with this.
Well, I understand what the objection is about, and I will honor the objection as to personal medical records and things of that nature. We're not interested in that. I would like to see the journal, and I would like to be able to determine whether we can just redact out portions that are privileged. We're not interested in that. But I am interested if you are keeping a separate set of notes that may have your thoughts as to how you are going to carry out your function as the general manager. I think that's appropriate. And until I see it, I don't know what's in there. So somehow we're going to have to take a look at them. I understand the objection. And I don't know when we're going to get to that.
Well, there's also the point that the notes that are taken out of the agenda packets are contemporaneous with what happens at the meetings. where the diary entries are at some point later, and I can't see how they're possibly relevant if he is reflecting upon anything of that matter, because it's not binding or an action of the CSD. So I would advise him now not to produce that diary. And if it goes to a different level, the judicial level with an in-camera review by a court, then so be it. But I will advise him not to produce the private diary. Everything else we have responded to the subpoena for.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Is the getting to Mr. Onstad's point, are the diary entries contemporaneous with the meetings? In other words, when you go to the meetings, are you writing in on the documents that you have with you and the diary, or are you just writing on the documents and then later making diary entries?
What I'm doing is that I'm making my official notes here in my board package, and then I make notes to myself, and later on I assemble those notes for my own personal use.
Okay, so there's a legal pad and a printed agenda at a meeting.
That's correct.
And you're making entries on those two. Or you're making...
My primary notes are in my... that have to do with the... I guess I got the red light. It's okay. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to figure out how to work this. Go ahead.
What are you writing in when you're at the meetings?
Primarily, in my official role, I write into my board packet. And the main reason why is because when we come out for our board report or my general manager's report, that we use that as the basis of what actions we followed. I would be more than happy to answer any questions you would have that may be of a nature of the information you're looking for from those documents. But there, a lot of that's going to be reflected here, and you may be able to perfect those questions as you read some of the documents we're going to give you.
Okay, let's do this so we can move this along. Why don't we just have Michael take the documents that are here. We'll kind of reserve this issue for later. To be determined with respect to whether we want to do anything about your personal journal or not.
Yes, sir.
But why don't you go ahead and take the box, go through it with respect to looking for the compliance, non-compliance issues, and then post-its or tags on those pages so we can talk about it later.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Blesky. All right.